We have extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey telling us why that traffic around Lincoln Square is not going to get better anytime soon, is it, Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes, this is an update on the work going on around the sort of the heart of Lincoln Square, that block of Lincoln that goes down to one lane and it's filled with businesses, the 4700 block. They closed it down earlier this week as they're doing repairs for the Western Brown Line station. And they're basically keeping any cars from driving down that business district. They ran into some problems, though, with a ComEd electrical infrastructure on the project that was damaged. So they got to do emergency repairs, and they're trying to get ComEd to speed it up. But they say it could take a couple more weeks. But so they're going to keep that shut down. And it's sort of been an interesting development with that street shut down. It's really turned into like a pedestrian plaza. Some neighbors brought out park benches, and they've been bringing their kids there. And we've got some pictures up. It looks like a street fest going on right there. You know, everyone's having a good time, and lots of comments on Reddit and other places saying, hey, why don't we do this forever? Because it's really making it family friendly. We don't have to worry about cars, keeping our kids too close. But the flip side of it, of course, is all those businesses are not terribly excited about it. They say, sure, it's great for the people that can walk here, but how about all the people who shop our businesses from, you know, where they have to drive, or elderly folks that need somewhere to park, or delivery trucks? So they've all seen a drop in business this week, so they're not anxious to make this permanent, but it looks like it's definitely going to be temporary for at least a couple more weeks.
Looks like it. Let's move to Logan Square and the 2400 block of North Milwaukee. The neighbors want a bar closed. Do they want to close permanently, Seamus?
You know, I would say some of them would definitely wouldn't mind if the Deadbolt Club got shut down permanently. I think the what they're pushing for now, at the very least, is at least a temporary closure where they can get the city involved and the police involved and review some security procedures and just ways to stop the problems they say have sprung up from Deadbolt. The most recent one was there was a woman, a 21-year-old woman, got shot out front of the bar early Saturday morning. They said there was a big brawl outside, and the video cameras show that someone shot her in the stomach. She survived, but the guy ran off. And it wasn't the first time. They said, you know, the businesses around there and the neighbors say brawls spill out of this place quite often, and sometimes neighbors are terrified to even leave their own homes because of all the commotion out there. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a kind of a busy bar there, and maybe somewhere I don't want to be hanging out if I can't hold my own in a brawl. But
no kidding.
Yeah, the alderman, Daniel Espada, he's pushing for, they call it a summary closure, and this is one of the tools the city has if there's problems with the bar or outside the bar that they think could have something to do with it. So sometimes they block off parking to give a little bit more space, or sometimes they make new security procedures. There's a lot of different things, but we've seen this a handful of times, particularly in Wicker Park.
Mm-hmm. And finally, starting at 11, it's a weekend of international art in Chicago. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a big weekend for the arts community in Chicago. Expo Chicago begins today, runs through Sunday. It's headquartered at Navy Pier, where they've got about 170 galleries from 36 countries and 93 cities. So it's really like a UN of contemporary artists that come here, show off their goods. They can sell them. They can just get some more exposure for your gallery. But it spills out. It's not just Navy Pier. Galleries all across the city are getting involved, holding their own special events. Even hotels with fancy artwork collections are doing displays and events to show off what they've got. So, the arts community is pretty pumped up about it, to get people coming from near and far to check out their galleries and all their different artwork from all around the world.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.